Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, U.S. bison leaders are applauding the U.S. Department of Agriculture's announcement that the agency has approved the National Bison Association's request for a $17 million purchase of ground bison under the Section 32 Surplus Removal Program. Now, Dave Carter is the National Bison Association's executive director and says stability is needed to help take the pressure off the industry caused by the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.
We think that if we can get through this period and get back to where the restaurants can reopen and people can go back in and enjoy a good bison steak, we have some potential, you know, long-term growth ahead of us.
Now, the purchase of bison meat is actually part of a $170 million Section 32 purchase that also included beans, butter, fluid milk, and even fresh grapes. The National Bison Association's Dave Carter says that even though the USDA purchases will be made from commercial processors, the purchase of bison meat will benefit everyone along the entire supply chain. So without question, some very good news for U.S. bison producers near and far. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.